Welcome to the program. Two very different diplomatic responses have emerged from incendiary statements by the Turkish president. They've been made in the wake of the Christchurch massacre. In Canberra, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has delivered an ultimatum: withdraw the comments or face unspecified retribution. In Wellington, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is downplaying the so-called coffin remarks and sending her foreign minister on a mission to Turkey to calm tensions. The latest from New Zealand in the wake of the Christchurch attack ahead. But first, here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
Reckless, offensive and deeply upsetting. Just some of the words Scott Morrison's used to describe his reaction to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's comments. The president's ambassador in Canberra has been hauled in for a face-to-face in the Prime Minister's Parliament House office for a please explain.
Ambassador, your president's comments inflame the situation? Do they inflame the situation, Ambassador?
I have nothing to comment at this stage, sorry.
Scott Morrison is commenting on the remarks and with force.
They are offensive because they insult the memory of our Anzacs.
And he says the president's remarks are misleading.
We have reached out to embrace our Muslim brothers and sisters in New Zealand and in Australia, quite to the contrary of the vile assertion that has been made about our response.
The ambassador was delivered an ultimatum with the threat of retribution to follow, with options including the upgrading of travel warnings for Australian tourists to Turkey and a diplomatic recall.
I am expecting, and I have asked for these comments to be clarified, to be withdrawn. I've asked for these comments, particularly their reporting of the misrepresented position of Australia on Turkish television, the state-sponsored broadcaster, to be taken down.
Turks will go to the polls the weekend after next, something the ambassador seems to have pointed out during the meeting.
The excuses I don't accept that the things are said in the heat of the moment. The excuses that I don't accept are that things are said in an electoral context.
Mr. Erdogan's made a series of inflammatory statements at well-attended campaign rallies since the massacre at the two Christchurch mosques. The latest referred directly to Anzac troops who fought at Gallipoli a century ago.
Why did you come here? What business did you have here? We had no issues with you. Why did you come all the way over here? The only reason? We're Muslim and they're Christian.
He's also threatened to send anti-Muslim Westerners in Turkey home in a coffin, as Anzac troops were, and called for New Zealand to reinstate the death penalty.
If New Zealand fails to hold the attacker accountable, one way or another, we will hold him to account.
Anzac Day is just over a month away, a time when thousands of Australians and New Zealanders flock to Gallipoli to commemorate the fallen. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinta Ardern says it's long been a rallying call for her countrymen.
That we want to be a world free of war, of hatred and violence. And that is, you know, what many New Zealanders make that pilgrimage for. Again, I know New Zealanders will want the opportunity to be able to continue to do so.
And she's pointedly not lining up with Scott Morrison to publicly condemn the Turkish president.
Scott Morrison called President Erdogan's comments highly reckless, truly upsetting and highly offensive. How would you categorise
it? Yeah, and as I say, our Deputy Prime Minister will be confronting those directly in Turkey.
Her deputy and foreign minister, Winston Peters, may well be more forthright once he's in Turkey.
He is going there to set the record straight, and that is an opportunity that he should take up. Now, we have to make sure that what is reflected is an accurate portrayal of New Zealand and New Zealanders.
Mr. Peters is stopping off on the way in Indonesia, where he's offering condolences for the Indonesian citizen killed in the attacks.
It's a chance to come to Indonesia direct to pass on our appreciation for the support that Indonesia has given us in this very, very difficult time, where there was an attack on two Muslim mosques by a non-New Zealander, an outsider.
And he's already playing down the comments from the Turkish president.
Since he's been apprised or informed of the facts, he's made a very conciliatory statement today with respect, which would stand in stark contrast to what he said the other day.
That appears to be a reference to an article Mr. Erdogan penned for the Washington Post and which was published around lunchtime in Australia. It warns of rising Islamophobia before ending on a softer note.
Finally, all Western leaders must learn from the courage, leadership and sincerity of New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to embrace Muslims living in their respective countries.
That's an excerpt of an article by the Turkish president published in the Washington Post today. Our reporter, Tom Eagledon in Canberra.